Thanks for tuning in for our Good Friday broadcast, live from the First Baptist Church of Tawas City. Participating area church pastors, together with the Tawas Area Ministerial Association, are glad to present today's broadcast. We hope you'll find today's service to be spiritually uplifting and inspirational. And now, Good Friday services, live from the First Baptist Church on 4th Avenue in Tawas City.
Church. My name is Pastor Randy, and I am the pastor at First Baptist Church here, and we are so glad that you could be here with us tonight. We need to start with a word of prayer tonight. Pastor Jan, Bishop Jan, I think is his title, he is not able to be with us here tonight. He is tending to his wife, who is very, very ill, and I think we need to open with a word of prayer for them and just ask the Lord to bless us for this service as we come to remember. Let's pray. Our Father God, we thank you for this evening. We are grateful to come here to remember, Lord. But we, as we start, we want to pray for Bishop Jan and his wife. And I pray and ask that you would just take really good care of them, Lord. Help him to minister to her. I pray and ask that you would give her strength. We selfishly pray that you would heal her at any moment, Lord. But we ask for your plan, and we ask for your grace. We pray that you send your angels to guard and protect them, and give them everything that they need tonight, especially, Lord. Thank you for all of his work for this, and for our community. And we ask for a blessing on him, Lord. We ask tonight, as we come to remember, that you would help us to be clean vessels before you, Lord, with no sin that would stand between us and you. We pray and ask that we would be clean, and that we would confess our sins, so that you could fill us up with your Holy Spirit and bless us tonight, Lord. We ask and pray that we would please you with everything that we do here tonight, Lord. We, your children, want you to be happy with us. We ask and pray for your blessing, your encouragement, Lord. And we ask and pray that you would minister to us in a special way as we remember what you did for us, Lord Jesus. It's in that name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like you to take your bulletins and look on the back. And there's a responsive reading at the top. And I will read the L, and you will read the C. I know it's a lot more heavy lifting for me than you, but that's okay. Let's start with the first responsive reading of the night. Christ himself bore our sins on his body on a tree. Let us pray, Almighty God. Your Son, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross so that he might draw the whole world to himself. Grant that we, who glory in his death for our salvation, may also glory in his call to take up our cross and follow him. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everyone say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to have our first song for tonight. I'd like my family to come on up with me. The Lord has blessed me with four singing sons and a wife who plays piano. So we are going to sing tonight. We're going to start with Jesus Paid It All. So I'd like you all to stand together with me, and let's sing this one together to the Lord.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a grave. He washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to slay. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all. All to him save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Amen. Have a seat, please. Amen.
Scripture reading this evening is from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13 through 53, verse 12. Starting in 52, verse 13. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hands. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by his knowledge. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Let's stand together and let's sing again. We're going to sing, Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
Amen. Have a seat, please.
As we continue this evening, you will see behind me on your PowerPoint, Psalm 22. I will be reading the odd, and I would ask that you would lift your voice with the even. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning.
My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I have no rest.
Yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel.
In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you rescued them.
To you they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed.
But I am a worm and not a person, a disgrace of mankind, and despised by the people.
All who see me sneer at me. They separate with their lips. They wag their heads, saying,
Turn him over to the Lord. Let him save him. Let him rescue him, because he delights in him.
Yet you are he who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust and upon my mother's breast.
I was cast upon you from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb.
Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help.
Many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me.
They open wide their mouth at me as raving and roaring lions.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within me.
My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaw. And you lay me in the dust of death.
For dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers have encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
I can count on all my bones. They look, they stare at me.
They divide my garments among them, and they cast lots for my clothing.
But you, O Lord, be not far off. O you, my help, hasten to my assistance.
Save my soul from the sword, my only life from the power of the dog.
Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild oxen. You answer me.
I will proclaim your name to my brothers. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.
You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. And stand in awe of him, all of you descendants of Israel.
For he has not despised nor scorned the suffering of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him for help, he heard.
From you comes my praise in the great assemblies. I shall pay my vows before those who fear him.
The afflicted will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. May your heart live forever.
All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will worship before you.
For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations.
All the prosperous of the earth will eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust will bow before him, even he who cannot keep his soul alive.
A posterity will serve him. It will be told of the Lord to the coming generation.
They will come, and they will declare his righteousness to the people whom will be born, that he has performed it. Reading of the word for the children of God.
Amen. Let's stand together and let's sing Calvary Covers It All.
Far deeper than all that the world can impart was the message that came to my heart. How that Jesus alone for my sin did atone. despair, Jesus took on him there, and Calvary covers it all.
Amen. Have a seat. I love this song because it tells us that Jesus' sacrifice was good enough to cover it all. Any sin I've ever done or ever will do, it covers it all. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16 through 25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened, for as through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Let's stand again, please, and let's sing Amazing Grace. For just a minute, I am neglecting my duties. You need to come up here and sing, Joe. Come on, get up here and sing. Come on, Joe. Get up here, Joe. Woo! Come on. You know you want it. Come up here. Get up here, buddy.
I gotta look up here.
Oh, okay.
I'm a blind guy.
All right. Verse 2.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know there's days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Church, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a seat, please. Thanks, Joe. All right. What did you call me? A troublemaker? Is that what you said? Okay. I'm all right with that. Let's ask the Lord to bless us as we get prepared to open His Word together. I think we need to go and ask for His blessing tonight. You going to be okay? Okay. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You so much for Your Word. And I thank You so much that this is not just the normal book.
I thank you that this is a life-transforming book. And I thank you, Lord, that that's your desire for us. Can we ask for that tonight? As we come to your word, we pray that you would transform our lives, Lord. We want to be more like you. We ask and pray tonight that you would give us ears to hear and give us hearts to respond to your holy word. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we want to remember and put you in your right place as the Lord of our lives. We ask for this tonight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I just wanted to share, my family and I just moved back from the Midwest after 15 years in Arizona. And we used to live in Tucson, and we used to think that that was really, really hot in the summer. And it was. Then we lived in this small town called Gila Bend, and we found out that this is all about perspective, about what is hot. Tucson is about 3 to 5 degrees cooler than Phoenix all the time, every part of the year. And Phoenix is about 3 to 5 degrees cooler than Gila Bend all year. And I used to complain about 105 degrees, and I'd be like, oh, it's so hot, until I was in 126. Then at 105 sound pretty good. It's all about perspective, and the desert is unbelievably hot. And I would try to explain to people what it was like to be in the desert Southwest, and it was really hard to get them to understand. So I finally said, I want you to think back to when you made your first pizza. And you couldn't wait until it was done, and you opened up the oven, and you stuck your face down there, and you were like, because the heat just poured on you so hot. That's what it's like to go outside in the summer. Just like that. Exactly like that. And I bring that up because I have 4 boys, obviously. You met them tonight. And there's this movie that we used to like to watch together called The Forbidden Kingdom. And it had Jackie Chan and Jet Li in there. It has some excellent karate fights in there. Good movie. Excellent karate fights. And they're making a journey to return some magical staff to free the Monkey King or something like that. And they're traveling through this desert. And the main character points out and he says, man, this is a hot desert. And Jet Li turns around and goes, this isn't the desert. That's the desert. And he turns around and he's like, oh. Because this desert's like 10 million times worse than the one that they're in. And it was just so much hotter. So there's suffering that they had to go through just to get to the real suffering, which was the main event. And I bring this all up because Jesus suffered on the cross to pay for our sins. So we're going to read in Luke chapter 23. And I'll start in verse 32. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version today. Luke chapter 23, verse 32. And two others also, who were criminals, were being led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place called the Skull, I can't imagine the pain that that must have been. But it was the suffering that truly did pay for my sins. There was that suffering that didn't pay for my sins that he did just to get there. But this is what he did to get there. And I don't really think in this modern age we have a grasp of really what that would have been like. But it was gruesome. It was embarrassing. It was shameful. And he went through all of that just for me and for you and for them out there. He went through it all for us. And I want to look at this passage in Luke and look at the different responses to his suffering. Different people responded in different ways. And I want to look at that because I think it's going to show us ourselves how we respond. Verse 35 through 37, the rulers began to mock him. And then the soldiers began to mock him. They're like, if you're the Christ, then save yourself. You can save other people. Save yourself. They begin to mock him. And the soldiers are like, you're the king of the Jews. Come down here and save yourself if you're the king of the Jews. And they began to mock him. Verse 39, then one of the criminals started to mock Jesus. And he said, are you not the Christ? Save yourself. And it's not written this way, but you could almost read between the lines. And he says, and more importantly, save us.
Come down off the cross and save yourself and us. I want to look at verse 40 together. Verse 40, but the other criminal answered and rebuking him said, do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. This man was a desperate sinner. And he deserved to be where he was. He deserved it. And he knew it. But he believed that Jesus was who he said he was. And he ended up going with Jesus to paradise, what we would call heaven. So I see three basic responses here that I want us to look at. The first one is, you can completely disbelieve and never even acknowledge Jesus as the Savior, like the rulers and the soldiers. They were just like, you're an idiot. Who do you think you are? You're nothing of what you say you are. You can completely disbelieve. These people paid for their own sins and are being tormented in hell even as we speak. They completely disallowed Jesus and said, you're ridiculous. Get out of my face. The second response, you can acknowledge Jesus, that he's the Savior, and selfishly try to make your own situation better right now, not caring about eternity. This is what the first thief on the cross wanted. He just wanted to escape his punishment. That's his response. I acknowledge that you're the Christ, but I don't really care. I just want to be saved myself. It's about me and my situation. That's about me. The third thing you see is, you can acknowledge Jesus as the Savior. You can believe in him. You can accept his free gift of salvation. He will forgive you of your sins and make you his child forever. And you begin a new and restored relationship with God Almighty, just like the second thief on the cross did. That was his response. I believe that you're the Savior, and I trust in you, and I ask you to save me. That's the third response. So you see, these three responses to Jesus are the same ones you're going to see today. And I'm going to tell you the truth, only one of these responses is a saving response. The other two are in total disbelief. The one thing we find out from Scripture is that we're all going to live forever. And we're just going to choose our own location. Everybody's going to live forever. You're choosing a location. Will you believe in Jesus and accept his free gift of salvation and live with him forever in paradise? Or will you pay for your own sins and face torment in hell forever? And you get to choose yourself. You get to choose. There's these three responses. I don't believe in you at all. Go away, Jesus. The second response, which many people think makes them saved. They say, I believe in you, Jesus, but I'm really more concerned about me and what I got going on here. It's all about me. I got to tell you, I meet a lot of people like that. And I'm going to tell you right now, they are unredeemed, unsaved people on their way to hell. The only saving response is, Jesus, be my Savior. I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. And you have died to pay for my sins. I trust you for my eternal salvation. I trust you. I trust you. Which will you choose? Which will you choose? Everyone's got to make this choice. Everyone's got to make this choice. And by not making the choice, you still make the choice. Amen? You still make the choice. Everybody's got to make it. And I'm saying, don't be like this criminal on the cross that said, I believe in you, Jesus, but it's all about me. Did I really believe? Mm-mm. No. No. The Bible tells us if you truly believe in Jesus as your Savior, that things will happen in your life. And I like to say, do you really believe that the God of the universe who said, let there be light, and by the sheer force of his will, it happened? Do you believe that that God is going to come into your life and do nothing? Does that even make sense at all? No way! If the God of the universe, who created everything out of the sheer force of his will, is going to come into my life and live inside of me, he's going to change me every day to be more like him. And if he's not, I'm here to tell you today, you should be afraid. You should be afraid. If there's no fruit in your life, the Bible says, you are an unredeemed person. Period. But I went and I kneeled at the front of the church and the Sunday school teacher said, I accept Jesus into my heart. Never one time in the Bible does it say, I accept Jesus into your heart. It's not there. I looked. It says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Believe him. Trust him. And he will save you. He will save you and make you one of his children forever and ever and ever. And this is what we come to celebrate today. This is the day we celebrate that Jesus died and paid for my sins. He paid a lot just to get to that place so that he could pay for our sins. And he did. And it is perfect. It is not something that you can wear out. It's not something that runs out on its date. It is not something that ever isn't good enough. It is always, always good enough to cover every sin you've ever done in your life, every sin you're involved in right now, and any sin that you will ever do in the future. Jesus' sacrifice is good enough to cover it all. Amen? I need a better amen than that. Amen?
Amen?
Thank you. It is the best gift anyone ever gave. It never wears out. It is good for everything. And you can't screw it up. Ever. Because it's his work from the beginning to the end. It's his work. And I have to give the opportunity in a crowd like this for you to make this decision. If you haven't already. So I'd ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes at this point. Everybody's going to close their eyes. No one's going to be looking. If you're here tonight and you say, Jesus, I need a Savior. I know I'm a sinner. Maybe I've been going to church for 50 years. But I've been playing church. And I said, I believe in you, but it really was all about me. I want to believe in you and make you the Lord. And I want you to be my Savior. If that's you, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me, quietly to yourself. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know that I'm a sinner. And I know that I deserve to be punished. I need to be saved by a Savior. I ask you to save me from my sins. I believe in you and I trust in you for my eternal salvation. Please make me one of your children. I believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. If there was anyone here tonight that made that decision for the first and only time, I would ask that you raise up your hand so I can pray for you tonight. If you're here tonight, you prayed that prayer, and Jesus has come. We believe if you prayed that prayer that you're a born-again person, a new believer. And if you're on the radio tonight and you've prayed that prayer, you've become a redeemed person if you've truly believed. Lord Jesus, thank you for those who have put their trust in you. We thank you for the suffering and the shame that you endured just to fix the relationship between us and God. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son to save us. Thank you for his work on the cross and the pain he suffered just to get there. Lord, help us to never forget that you are about transforming lives. Not just one time and then you just spin us like a top and send us off. But you want to be involved in our lives from day to day to day. And Lord, we pray and ask that we would participate with you in that endeavor. Use us to transform this town and the towns around it for Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for revival right here. And we pray that you would start with us. Revive this place. Bring many to Jesus, to salvation, Lord. We need you to work in our lives. And we ask today that you would move accordingly, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your special gift to each of us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to have the Apostle Creed read at this time. So I'm going to ask Chris to come on up and read for us. Thank you.
The Apostles' Creed is on the back of your bulletins. Would you please open your bulletins to the back? Please join me as we recite this together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Every year at this Good Friday service, we have an offering for the Taos Area Ministerial Association. It's not the only time throughout the year that we have offerings. We have the Thanksgiving service. And many churches in our community support throughout the year. And the main reason we raise money is to support the salary of a chaplain for the local nursing homes. We have nursing home services every Sunday at 3 nursing homes and during the week at the 4th. So 4 nursing homes altogether. And it's quite a job for someone to preach 4 times a week. And we find out that anyone who takes on the responsibility of chaplain before long is visiting people in the nursing homes in addition to preaching. So it's quite a job, and we like to pay them. We are currently looking for a new chaplain. We had a wonderful chaplain who was hired and started working, and then he was called to the Philippines to full-time ministry there. So we are looking for a chaplain. If you're interested in that sort of thing, or you know someone who is, talk to your pastor, and the pastor will talk to the Ministerial Association. We'll go from there. So now's the time. Let's have a prayer, and then we'll start the offering. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Pray, Lord, that you give us generous hearts, help us to give freely, and we ask your blessing on our ministerial association. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You're listening to special Easter broadcast, or Good Friday broadcast from the First Baptist Church of Tawas City on 4th Avenue in Tawas City. And that was Chris Kapler, who is from Tawas United Methodist here in Tawas City, who has broadcasts every Sunday morning here on WIOS. Bishop Jan Biederstadt of the Anglican Worldwide Anglican Church was unable to attend today, as you may have heard early in the broadcast, because his wife is at home ill with hospice for liver issues, and we hope that that these difficult times pass soon and she gets well.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for these offerings. We offer them to you now and ask you that you use them to bless this community with ministry to the nursing home residents. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Let's sing and one more song. Let's stand together and sing The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was.
We'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight. We'd like to close in prayer. Please bow your head. Lord, again, we thank you for your spirit, your love, your sacrifice. We know why we call this Friday good. We pray that you continue to pour out your spirit, fill our hearts till they're overflowing, so that the things that we think, the things that we see and hear, the things that we say and do rightly reflect you, your spirit, your word, and your kingdom, so that we may be lights in this dark fallen world and draw others to you, your forgiveness, your freedoms from the bondage of sin, and salvation.
We're glad you could join us for today's Good Friday broadcast, live from the First Baptist Church on 4th Avenue in Tawa City. Today's participating pastors and churches include Bishop Jan Biederstadt of the Worldwide Anglican Church, Frank and Twyla Wilsinski of Living Waters Christian Church, and Chris Kapler of the Tawa's First United Methodist Church, as well as House of Faith, Holy Family, Alabaster Bible, Grace Lutheran, Christ Episcopal, New Hope, Lake Huron Community, Wilbur United Methodist, and Harbor Churches. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast, and may the Lord bless each and every one of you. May the light of Easter and a revival of the Spirit be within all of us and our nation. May the Lord bless and keep you.